This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these compounds?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Is this thing on? Are we live? We're live. It's radio. It's Robert Scott Bell. It's Super Don. And it's
Welcome
all of
back.
Y'all. Those of you, the three listeners who listen live, can call in now at 866-939-2355. No, I'm joking. I mean, we got a lot of live listeners, too. But all around the world listening through podcasts, extraordinaire. We can't keep up with it all. But I can't keep up with myself, Super Don. What city am I in today? I'm not even sure.
Yeah, so you're back from a road trip.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just on your Facebook checking out the cool picture there of the class reunion that you went to.
Yeah, you know, I went back to a triple decade thing, three decades out of high school. And we were talking about, we had all of these trips that were coming. Was it Las Vegas? Was it Denver? And none of them panned out, which is fine. In fact, because I had enough to deal with just going out of town and doing some, let's say, retroactive. How do you do that? You like reminisce. That's the word. Reminisce.
That's it. Yes.
Reminisce. And I remember I was a picture guy. Those of you who have been to university, college and stuff, you know about the picture guy. Picture guy, picture man, right? The guy that does a lot of photographs. This was way back before I knew anything about healing, right? Natural healing. I was studying. I was working my way through school as a photographer. I did video production stuff back when it was analog and you actually had to cut tape to make it splice. All right? That's how old I am. And, back in that day, it was a lot of fun and such, but going back 30 years to that, in fact, it went back further than that. There were a number of folks at this reunion that I go back to elementary school with.
Sure.
Elementary school. I was like, and you know what was most shocking to me? And maybe I shouldn't be, but I don't have like a steel trap memory. I have more steel trap memory for stuff that to me is really important now about healing. So it's like I've devoted all of my energy and neurological synapses to be able to access that kind of information on a moment's notice. And I'm having people back from my old neighborhood when I was a kid bringing up stories, telling me about things that I did when I was, in elementary school. And I wasn't really embarrassed. I was like, you want to be able to remember everything that's important to somebody else. Right. But I didn't remember a lot of things. And it turns out, Super Don, this may be, I don't know if it's exciting to know or surprising to know, but I was educating my peers about things they didn't know even way back in elementary school. Evidently, I had access to biology and anatomy textbooks that introduced folks to things that, well, I didn't know that. And they ran back to their parents and said, do you know what little Scotty taught me? Oh, my. Could have been getting into some trouble.
Very cool. You were a teacher then. It was just obviously it was meant to be.
It was funny because, at that age, it's sort of like all the stuff that most kids don't learn, and you happen to have access to textbooks that learn you or teach you.
Right.
It was like, I'm surprised I didn't get into more trouble.
Well, look, anyway. I mean, you've told stories about your son who is doing things, saying things, and talking about things that most of the kids aren't talking about or even thinking about at this point. So you're paying it forward. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, but it was about, gosh, how do you say is some of these things that we learned before our time. I mean, my parents were much liberal in their ability to expose me to things, you know, to learn things beyond my age. How would you say? You can read up on this. Here's some, and of course my uncle was a medical doctor, and I always had this natural inclination to want to learn things. I was a kind of a mental nerd a little bit. Even though some of the girls said, oh, it was so great sitting between you and somebody else in that element, I'm like, I don't know. I don't remember those things. So I feel like a doofus on that level anyway.
Yeah, but you had a good time.
Yeah, I actually laughed a lot. It was nice. I mean, obviously, when you graduate from elementary and high school, you go your separate ways. I have two friends that I still keep in touch with more consistently, and it was friendly with everybody. But, you know, everybody's got a divergent path in life. Although there was, there were some people that were connecting with me because they watched the Facebook posts and things like that and are learning a lot about my perspectives on cancer, you know, and some of them have been touched by cancer. Some have lost loved ones to cancer. In fact, probably everybody knows somebody. We know that's like, you know, why Ty Bollinger wrote Cancer Step Outside the Box and why he did the series The Truth About Cancer. Right. So in that regard, you know, I'm always happy to help out. You know that, and some of these folks were reaching out for information there. And listen, I'm pleasantly willing to give that information away. That's just why I'm here. So anyway, it's a lot of fun. I don't know if you've done any of those things, but
I haven't. I've avoided the class reunion thing so far. Mm-hmm. I just had the 25th. I don't know, maybe what was it, a year ago or two, mm-hmm. And so I 30th may be my first as well, but we'll see.
Okay.
I just, you know, look, it's like there's a handful of people mm-hmm. that I even care about, you know,
sure,
that I went to high school with. And
well, let me just say this. I don't think it's about that you don't care about them. I mean, if you're together with them, I think at this point you're cordial and friendly and it's interesting. But you have life paths that are quite divergent, basically.
Right. Yeah, you know, and the ones that I have stayed in contact with, great. And I think it's funny because you get a lot of friends on Facebook, mm-hmm. and they're like, hey, how's it going, man? Would you, mm-hmm. you know, be my friend on Facebook? And I'm looking at these people, and I'm going, you know what? I don't think I said three words to you the mm-hmm. entire 4 years of high school. Why are you acting like you're my best friend? You know, it's just, you know, not that I'm trying to be a jerk,
you're
but
so
it's just
mean,
like, you're that guy that like came up and gave me a wedgie, you know, on the second year of high school. And now you're like acting like, hey, why don't you come over and let's have a beer? It's like, no, that's all right. I'll pass. But
all right.
Anyway.
All right.
So welcome back. Welcome back.
Well, thank you. And one more story. There was a nice lady who I was friends with way back when. She married one of my best friends right out of high school, had kids. Their oldest kid is 29 now. And it was extraordinary. It was nice to see her. She made sure all of her kids went to college, and she was a little bit down on herself for not getting a degree herself. And I explained. I said, no, it's not a degree. It's a degree, and you've done extraordinary things. In fact, you know more than what you will learn in most of those degreed programs, so don't worry about it. She was very happy to hear that. And, of course, that's me, the rebel, saying, hey, don't go to college. I'll get in trouble with some of my listeners now. Listen, you want to go to college, that's fine. Just recognize that most of what you will have to do is unlearn what you learn there, unless it's a specific technological trade. That's different.
Right.
But having said that, what are the new studies showing? Well, let's dive into autism today. We've got a lot to do, a lot to cover.
Why not?
And in the show notes at robertscabell.com, you'll see a lot of those stories linked up. There's a new study now linking pesticide exposure during pregnancy to autism risk in kids. And even Dr. Manny from Fox News, Dr. Manny Alvarez, who we'll give him some crap when he does wrong. When he does right, I'll give him some kudos. And on this story, he actually takes it seriously. And he said that the children of mothers who were exposed to organophosphates, 60% more likely to be diagnosed with an autism spectrum disorder compared to children born to who were not exposed to the chemical during pregnancy. And, you know, Dr. Manny could basically dismiss this and say it's not hard evidence and say we don't need to look further. But he actually acknowledged, he said, listen, there's something to this because there are other countries and cultures that don't have the same level of autism that maybe have even similar vaccine schedules could it be that a cleaner lifestyle, one with fewer pesticide exposures, could be healthier? Now, I would say that many in the vaccine proponent category are going to jump on this story because they're going to say, see, it's not vaccines, it's pesticides, and it's sort of like a pesticide sacrificial lamb just to distract you from vaccinations. But right. Vaccines are part of an environmental exposure. When they're acknowledging now we're dealing with toxicological environmental exposures, damaging the nervous system, damaging the gut, etc., we've got to recognize that the syringes of the vaccine industrial complex are toxicological environmental exposures injected directly into the body. So for them to use this as an excuse to say, see, vaccines are not the cause is ludicrous. But also we've acknowledged, and Super Don, you know this, that we say it's not just one thing, it's everything, but it may be most intense when you bottle or encapsulate or syringe these environmental toxins for direct injection.
Well, and even Dr. Manny points that out, where he says that the causes of autism are likely multifactorial. Mm-hmm. You're looking at genetics, you're looking at chemicals, you're looking at other unknown factors and toxins and diet, and it's a combination of things. And I think some kids are going to be more genetically predisposed. Just like somebody's more genetically predisposed to be nearsighted or whatever. Genetics are real to a certain extent, but they're not the end-all, answer to everything. And you can't believe everything on genetics. And
sure,
so,
but Super Don, if you were to say it's genetics, right? And then you say, okay, as we've acknowledged and Dr. Bitar has, there are certain kids that have a genetic predisposition for an inability to methylate or excrete heavy metals. And then you inject them with heavy metals. Do you blame them for not being able to excrete the heavy metals or the doctors for injecting the heavy metals?
That's true. Right? Well, but let's connect the dots. Do the doctors know what they're doing, or is that what they were told in school? So where do we blame this? We blame where the information's coming from. And that opens up a whole other can of worms, is where is this, this information coming from that they're being taught? Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I mean, listen, Dr. Manny, pat on the back there. Thank you for saying this, because it's important that people understand that, among other things, pesticides, they're toxic, and they are going to be one of the contributing factors to kids getting autism. But we got to get these doctors and these scientists to quit looking for that one thing, because there isn't just one thing. It's a combination of things.
Yeah, but they have to acknowledge that it is indeed everything, and in fact, the violation of the 1,000 layers of the immune system in this way, by vaccination, is often the syringe that breaks the child's neurological back and gut and drives them fully into the autism spectrum. All right, we're going to be back. We're going to talk about the rescheduling of marijuana. The DEA has requested it of FDA. Yeah, they have, but it's not the first time. What will FDA do this time? And what are they doing that is pure cognitive dissonance on their stance that marijuana has no medicinal value or benefit? We'll answer that next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Taste like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas Brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, if you went to your 30-year high school reunion, what percentage of your classmates were smoking weed way back when and are doing it today, way back now? What do you think, Super Don?
I don't know. That's a good question. It kind of depends on the group of you know, kids that you hung out with, where the school was located. But, you know, I think it's more along the lines. I think it tends to be more of the younger crowd than it is the older crowd.
Oh, stop your waffling. Stop your waffling. It's darn near 100%.
No, really?
I'm telling you. I was talking to folks about this. I don't know whether to be shocked or not, but it's sort of like whether they perceive it as a medicinal or recreational. Like one of my good buddies has been utilizing it. I've told you his story. He had a head injury causing seizures and believes that it definitely helped him, and I believe it has too.
So you hung out with a bunch of stoners.
I have friends in every group. But
everybody inhaled but you, right?
If as I said, my experience was at the Foghat concert, 1979, the Omni, Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, don't forget about the cannabis cup.
And the cannabis cup, breathe in the air, okay? But the point is, what I'm saying is here, I think that there's a Rubicon that has been crossed. Because these are now, what, adults, 48-year-old adults. And they're all going, yep, they use it. So what are we going to do here? The FDA is still scratching its behind going, well, we don't know whether we should unschedule it number one to number two or three, right? Yeah, I got number two and number three for you, FDA. They're just literally, hypocrisy is the understatement of the eon for this. Because the Schedule I means you can't do any scientific research on it for medicinal value, because any research that's approved and funded has to be towards showing how addictive it is, how dangerous it is, how deadly it is. But yet now the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration, is now asking the FDA to look at this again. The DEA of all things.
Strange, isn't it?
Yeah, except for the fact that now we got, 23 states that allows cannabis in some form or another for medical purposes or more? And they're obviously, they've lost. If their argument, if their intent was to ban it, they've lost it. Unless they have Obama roll the tanks in the A-110 tank, whatever you call them. What are the warthogs called? They just fly them in and start bombing.
A-10 warthogs, I believe, yeah.
Yeah, fly them in to Colorado and to Washington State and any other state that's considering this legalization of this plant. And, of course, that's not going to happen. They're now finding a way, how do we back off of this without looking like the fools that we are, you know, the FDA. And what's even weirder about this request for rescheduling, as I said, they were requested this at least twice before and didn't do anything. In 2001 and 2006, they took no action. And they're saying, well, we'll look into it again, but we're not going to tell you how long it's going to take us to look into it again. And, you know, this is even more bizarre when you look into the fact that the FDA has approved and the DEA has cooperated with a compassionate IND program. That flies in the face of the Schedule One of this drug.
This was weird because when I was reading this story about how the, you know, the FDA is considering rescheduling it, the author here pointed out that there's a little bit of hypocrisy here, a little bit of irony here, because the federal government supplies medical marijuana to 4 patients. And when I saw that, I was like, 4? 4 patients? And so I looked a little bit into it, and believe it or not, there's these patients that the federal government is supplying medical marijuana to for this compassionate investigational new drug program. And the bizarre thing is these patients have been given this by the government as early as 1988. And I'm thinking, wait a minute now. They started this program giving medical marijuana to people way back in the 80s, actually even late 70s, with one of these patients that's already passed away. Yet they're still trying to, you know, dispute whether there's any medicinal value to medical marijuana. But, okay, so why have you been giving this guy marijuana since 1988 if there's no medicinal value to it? It just doesn't make any sense. And one of these people, they've got multiple sclerosis. Now, there are states around here in this great country that we live in, that are passing these medical marijuana laws, and they're excluding things like multiple sclerosis. Well, wait a minute. Why is it in your state somebody who has multiple sclerosis cannot qualify to get medical marijuana, but the federal government is supplying somebody with multiple sclerosis with medical marijuana?
Well, we will ask that question again a little later in the program. If you'd like to chime in on this or anything else, if you have a question for me or Super Don, that's fine. You can call us. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. RobertScottBell.com for all the links, including the banners to our sponsors that make this show possible. The message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. It is supported by the good folks and the products that we use, the services that we use, and we want you to do that as well. Check it out. We'll be back with more healing after this.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Bly.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Does your toilet flush in the middle of the night when no one that you know of has even used it? Well, we'll get to that story. That's one of the weirder ones today.
Things go bump in the night.
I know. Is it a haunting thing? Is it a technological thing? We'll get to it. 866-939-2355. 866-939-BELL. It's Robert Scott Bell Show. Yeah, we're back in studio. Super Don is here. We're going to be blasting out stories, answering questions. I do have a question comment of the day. I'll see if I can squeeze in from the Truth About Cancer series by my good friend Ty Bollinger, TMB. And he'll be with us tomorrow for Outside the Box. And we'll get his take on what Dr. Batar told us on yesterday's Advanced Medicine Monday with what happened with flying off the golf cart in a foreign land. And losing,
you know, it's still, I still get the willies thinking about Ty's hands. I mean,
right.
Wow. Yeah. Ugh.
We'll get the update. We'll get the update on Ty. Do not, as I say, do not high-five Ty Bollinger right now. You wait until the healing is fully...
Nice, maybe. Firm handshake there.
Ow, no, no, don't do that to our good friend Ty. But we'll get the update tomorrow when we go out. He's recovering. He is. He's doing better each day.
Good.
But we'll talk about what he's using and how he's getting there in just a little while. Now, I just got, as I said, I got back from out of town and I noticed, and I should, this is where I didn't put two and two together. I noticed there were like really ripe browned bananas sitting out. I'm like, they're so ripe, I'm not going to eat them. Now, if you see really ripe brown bananas, and of course they're organic, in my house.
Banana bread.
Yeah, you got it. Something like that is going to be happening next, right? But I was too hungry this morning, finally getting back in my body after the trip, and I was like, oh, look, eggs. I haven't had eggs. I haven't been home. I'm going to make some scrambled eggs myself this morning and have some.
You didn't put bananas in your eggs, did you?
No, I didn't, but there were only four eggs. I used three of them. I just got in trouble. There's only one left, and she's like, if these banana muffins are not cakey enough, you're in trouble. And I was like,
oh, I see.
Yeah. And I misheard my wife. I thought she said kinky. I was like, I had no idea there was such a thing called kinky banana muffins.
Kinky
I just did
banana.
Not. But they won't be now because there may not be enough eggs. We're going to find out about it. I'll be smelling it probably the next hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show, salivating once again all over.
Is that a banana in your pocket, or are you happy to see me?
Yeah, thank you for that image. Super Don. All right. With that, let's see, I'm hungry, I can see that, the banana muffin's coming, all right, what else is happening on here? How about another story? This will take my mind off of appetite and eating, I promise you. Remember, we were just celebrating the fact that Justina Pelletier was returned to her family in Connecticut, how outrageous this whole medical abuse charge against parents who simply disagree or have questions about how a hospital, for instance, is treating their child that they've taken and entrusted with their care.
16 months. 16 yeah. months it took to get from the beginning of that to the end.
Yeah. And I think here we have another case of what we had said happening, that this was not an isolated incident, that it is par for the course. It is something that is endemic into the hospital's bottom line. I think they have a quota somewhere. You'll find there's a quota. We need to grab how many kids a year and gain custody over them, because we know once the state takes custody, the state, as I predicted, Super Don, you remember this about Pelletier case? I said, who's going to pay? It's going to be the state of Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that bill was over $1 million, but I think they're only going to reimburse like half a mil or 600,000 because it's under Medicare rules, which reimbursement is much lower. But the taxpayers of the state of Massachusetts are on the hook for Justina's care, so to speak. And not only that, probably the lawsuit that will be filed against the state of Massachusetts and Boston Children's Hospital. So the Massachusetts taxpayers, look out. It's not just you. Now it's Illinois. Cook County, Illinois, this is the Chicago area, a Kansas City mother is now fighting to get custody of her son back after she says a Chicago hospital accused her of medical child abuse. Here we go again.
Here we go again.
Here we go again. Let me start this, because we've got some audio clips from the news so we can kind of establish that this is not something I am making up.
Just unbelievable what they've done.
Michelle Ryder came to Chicago seeking advanced care for her son Isaiah. Now she's stuck in a medical tug of war.
You just feel like, you know, I think I was in shock. It was like a nightmare that, you know, just this wasn't really happening. How can someone do this? How can they take my son?
That's the operative question. How can they do this? And what have we said, Super Don, about taking your kids into hospitals? Literally, unless they're Humpty Dumpty and they need to be put together again, you want to avoid them at all costs now, especially if you have any inkling of awareness and knowledge to ask questions, to question treatment. They look at you moms and dads out there who do that as medical abusers, medical child abuse. They call it medical child abuse simply for having knowledge and asking questions and maybe even disagreeing with the treatments that they're providing. Or let's say you see your child suffering, as may have been the case here, and you've asked for, can we get some more help to relieve my child's suffering?
Well, and not even that. I mean, come on. All she wanted, I mean, apparently from what I've seen so far, and we're going to dig more into this because, you know, like with the Justina case, we need to get all the information, and people need to become aware, you know, what's going on here. So we're going to dig more into this. But, how many times have you heard somebody say, you know what, always get a second opinion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, a second opinion. It's a good idea. Even doctors will say, you know, look, go ahead and get a second opinion. Yeah. Apparently, that's what she wanted to do here.
Yeah, and now if you want a second opinion, it's medical abuse. Medical abuse. Now, let's hear from the docs what they're saying. This is a very strange, again, malady, very serious, but at the same time, does it warrant taking possession of this child away from his mother? Let's see what Isaiah is suffering with.
16-year-old Isaiah had come to Lurie Children's Hospital after doctors in his native Kansas City, Texas, and Boston failed to help him with his neurofibromatosis, a painful condition that causes tumors to grow on his nerves and forced a partial amputation of his left leg.
I simply was asking them to help my child.
But when the pain continued, Isaiah's mother wanted him transferred to another hospital. Instead, citing concerns about Ryder's requests for stronger medications, the hospital told a Cook County court that it was best that Isaiah be taken into temporary protective custody.
Based on the mom wanting to relieve the suffering of a child and the fact that he hasn't gotten well yet, now they want to take custody of this child. Again, you're right, Superdog. We need to get more details on what's happening here.
Definitely.
But again, we've seen the pattern emerge, and I'm very concerned about this. Not only for Isaiah, but for the mom, the family, that they're going to go through another how long? Months? Year? Year and a half? Are they going to do this, that we're going to struggle with another strange disease that three other hospitals have failed to really address, according to the news report here?
And what did they say? Texas and Boston? Those are kind of far from each other. She's obviously gone the extra mile here to try and get some kind of solution, some type of relief, some type of resolution to what it is that he's going through, to go to Boston and to Texas?
So how is it
Chicago?
Yeah, how is it that taking your children to the hospital, or multiple hospitals, now equates to medical child abuse? Let's find out.
Lurie staffers accused her of medical child abuse. They said his symptoms appeared to improve when his mother was not around.
They took extreme measures to keep Isaiah there and removed me from the situation. They took my parental rights away.
They said that Isaiah was worse being with his mother?
Yeah, when you come around, his symptoms get worse. So we're just going to take your kid from you because we think you're abusing him.
What the hell is that? I mean, my goodness, this is, again, we've discussed this ad nauseum. Again, I get this twisted lump in my stomach when I hear, again, more of these stories of the medical community participating in kidnapping children because of a parent that is trying their level best to get them help, at least it seems at this point. And now the community's getting involved, perhaps faster than it happened with Pelletier.
My question is, what could the mom possibly be doing to her son to cause his symptoms to get worse? We're talking about something called neurofibromatosis. And this, I guess it's like a genetic thing that causes tumors to show up in, you know, in the nervous system. And this can be like in the, you know, the brain or the spinal column or something like that.
Very
painful. What could the mom possibly be doing by being around him that would cause his symptoms? What's he doing? Like putting tumors on his nerve?
You know, I mean, exactly. I mean,
it doesn't make sense.
To make a statement like that, it goes to the heart of my suspicion.
It makes you want to punch somebody.
Yeah, that too. But it goes to the heart of my suspicion that this was an economic motivation. They'll claim, no, it's for the kid because we see that the kid gets distressed when mom's around. Well, of course, you know, there's an empathy. A mother to son or mother to daughter, it wouldn't matter. But you're going to tell me that the mother is causing this neurofibromatosis to get worse? Come on. There's no evidence of that, is there? I don't think so.
I don't know how that's even possible.
Let's hear if it's really real.
Today, Ryder's aunt and supporters from her church drove to Chicago, where they hope to raise awareness about the case.
They're trying to say it only happened in her presence. So how could it start in the operating room under anesthesia and then continue after she's kicked out? And they still say she's causing this problem.
So they're actually acknowledging, going through the point that the doctors have seen this occur even on an operating room. In an operating room under anesthesia, that there was this pain, and it could get worse. And now you're telling me, oh, it's the mom's fault?
It's the mom's fault. Yeah, you're giving your son neurofibromatosis. What?
man, oh man.
Yeah, we need to get more info on this. This is crazy.
Well, we, you know, this medical culture in which we live, and listen, I don't fault the moms, and the moms and dads out there, a lot of them have not heard of the Robert Scott Bell Show, have not read anything from Natural News, not been exposed to Ty Bollinger's book or Dr. Batar's book or Dr. King's book, the things that we talk about that could open up your world to a whole different possibility of understanding cause and effect in disease and ailments, much less what we know in homeopathy about miasms, inherited predispositions, genetic disorders that manifest in certain environments because of what we know also about epigenetics. But the community, the medical community, even if a Dr. Manny, who's a medical doctor TV guy, you know, will occasionally acknowledge something like, yeah, there could be an environmental cause of, you know, any number of diseases, including autism, they're still not set up to take a child in and go, all right, are there heavy metals in here? Is that our first, you know, go-to question? Or could there have been a pesticide exposure? What other things could have triggered this genetic anomaly to manifest, like the pesticide exposure of moms during pregnancy? Again, they're so far behind in this on the hospital level that all they're doing is managing it with surgery and drugs and then claiming that a mom who's asking questions is somehow medically abusing her child. What do you think? 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Does your toilet go bump in the night without you being there?
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, Pro Flowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Wow, what is this world coming to when you could have hackers hacking into your bathroom and not evidently not to watch you doing something strange, but actually to mess with your toilet? I think we may have gone like a step too far by a lot if it's possible that hackers can now be targeting your toilet.
Hey, dude, I mean, listen, in this day and age, mm-hmm. everybody wants to have the high-tech, you know, electronic gizmo everything. I mean, you have to admit, 20, 30 years ago, there are things that exist today that you never in a million years would have even dreamed of.
No, that's true. But targeting a toilet, you know, we know that technology is something that's kind of like they had the infrared toilet flushers. You don't have to touch anything. It'll flush when you're done, right? We've seen those in public places and spaces. Perhaps this whole idea of technology allowing you to hack into toilets, you could, for instance, use it against your doctor. Remember what I said about the first question you should ask your doctor before you know if you want them to be your doctor? You know that question? Remember what that question is, Super Don?
No, I don't.
How many times do you have a bowel movement every day in 24 hours?
Oh, right. Yes.
And I know it's funny, but it's a serious question because if the doc looks at you squirrely-eyed and says, that's rude of you to ask, then you don't want them as your doctor. If they go, well, yeah, I go one, twice, three times a day, you'd be like, yeah, okay, all right. You get it. Your body is functioning. You could probably think you're not too constipated. You haven't lost your brains. You don't have you-know-what for brains. But in this case, if you could hack into your doctor's toilet, if they're lying to you about often they go, that could be helpful to you to know if you want to use them as your doctor. But this is something different. There's evidently like an app for that, right? There's this mm-hmm. ultra high tech human waste handling system by a company named Satis or Satis.
Right.
Satis.
Satis.
All right.
Satisfied. I'm satisfied.
Yeah. Satisfy your urge to go and then have somebody hack the toilet and activate what? They can open and close the lid at will. You're like, what is that? My toilet is alive. No.
It's talking. No.
It's talking to me.
It could, I'm hungry.
It can play music or stuff that's installed on an SD card that's in the toilet. It can activate
now,
that.
Who in the world? I don't know. I never would have thought that I wanted my toilet to have an SD card that would play music while I'm taking a number two.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, with a high-tech toilet like this, you got to wonder, does it have the bidet feature? Because if it does, when you least expect it, I mean, where's Alan Funt on this one? You know, right. Sit down, candid camera, it takes it to a whole new level. Who turned this on? They're saying you could end up having a wetter backside than you had intended to when using that thing because they could hack into it with an app.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say. I mean, it's like, what hacker is so bored that they're going to go to the trouble of trying to hack into somebody's toilet so they can make the lid go up and down and flush it?
I don't know. Maybe if you have a toilet with so many potential applications besides just being a toilet, that's just like what you should be expecting.
Right.
You know, this is a whole different direction than, for instance, the compost toilets for the people that are living off-grid. At least they know they're never going to get hacked in this way, and when they're going, they'll be left alone. But in this case, I'm just not certain this is kind of a good direction for our culture to go in.
You know, it used to be hackers, when you think of hackers, you think of, like, people that are hacking into FBI databases or hacking into, bank accounts and stuff like that. I don't know. I just never really considered somebody hacking into your toilet. Or in the article, like Mike Adams put out, they can hack into your refrigerator. They can hack into your stove. Because the thing is trying to connect all of the devices in your home together so that you can, you're sitting at home and you're like, oh, did I remember to turn off the oven? Let me check. And you get on your smartphone and go, oh, no, it's on. I better turn it off. So
is this really an enhancement to our quality of life? And, thinking about going back in time 30 years, of course, we had indoor plumbing. Most of us did, I think.
Sure.
But if you think about, like, the advent of the washing machine, it was supposed to free up more time. The moms that would be at home and washing the clothes with the little the washboard thing. And then you realize now that all of these technologies have kind of – it allowed us to fill our time with more technology. And if you've ever unplugged, or those that you like to be out in nature and go camping, etc., there's something good about that. In fact, before the end of the show today, we might have scientific evidence to validate that less technology is healthier. Yeah. We'll talk about that. Stick around. We've got a whole other hour to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's just Super Don and me and you. And you can call us now at 866-939-2355. We'll talk Alzheimer's, Pope Francis, and weed. And more. Stick around, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
An advanced proprietary technology is used to energetically encode all the ingredients that make up One World Whey. One World Whey is formulated to mirror human mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.